There's a new Purple Art Studio on Main Street in Logan, where art is both made and displayed. Everyone is welcome, especially people with diverse abilities. Michael Bingham, the studio's founder, named the place Jump the Moon.
When I was 5 years old, I remember hearing for the first time, and there was a dish that ran away with a spoon, and the cow jumped over the moon. And that just stopped me. I couldn't get off of the thought that a cow jumped over the moon. I thought that would be the coolest thing to see. And we lived in rural Idaho, and we were surrounded by cows. I knew they could barely jump a ditch. My grandfathers were great creative problem solvers, could fix anything and make anything, and I loved that. I started working in my mind on solving the problem. And at some point, I came up with the idea, if we could just build a jetpack big enough, that's what the cow needs to get over the moon. And that's what we do at the studio. We make adaptive devices and provide the space so somebody can do what everybody else thought was impossible.
There's nothing but joyful noise in the studio when Nathan gets the funnel hanging on a string, swinging in graceful arcs as it drips paint on his canvas. Or Kea whips around the canvas on the floor with a paintbrush attached to her wheelchair.
By the way, I don't like the word disabilities. I prefer diverse abilities. I think our society needs to focus more on what people can do well. I've been an artist for 36 years, but I've been teaching high school art the last 10 years. And there were students in my high school art classes where it didn't really work maybe for them to pick up a paintbrush or a marker or whatever. And so we had to find some other way. I knew if I had more time, space, and more access to tools that we could do more. And so this dream began to kind of form about 7 years ago. And now all of a sudden, after 7 years, it's a real thing. I can walk into my dream. I love it. It's important that we have a proper place to show the work that's created there and display it and sell it. The two spaces now are starting to look very different. The gallery will be very neat and we'll put plenty of room around the artwork and make it very important. And the studio, I best describe it as a circus. Stuff everywhere. And one of my sculptures, a giant astronaut, is now hanging from the ceiling. And we paint on the floor. And if somebody spills paint, we kind of celebrate that. There's a lot of fun chaos going on in the studio. It's just a fun place to come and make art. I would not have even come close to doing what's happened down there by myself. Just like angels, people just show up and not only show up to make art, like Linda and Nathan and Bailey and a bunch of others, dozens and dozens of people will show up and say, what can I do to help? I've had a couple people who their passion is to organize other people's messes. I didn't know these kind of people existed, and I can make a mess. And Aurora came in and said, oh, this is my dream. Let me organize this. I just thought that was the coolest thing.
And then disaster struck. Michael fell off a ladder and injured himself very, very badly. While Michael was in the hospital, the volunteers met. They resolved to not only keep the studio open, but to polish it up as a get-well gift for Michael. After 2 months in the hospital, Michael was able to walk right back into his dream. When I saw Michael walk through the doors of Jump the Moon with his heavy neck and back brace, I could almost see the dish and the spoon come running in along with him.
Support for Diagnose comes from Intermountain Healthcare, a not-for-profit healthcare system with 23 hospitals and 170 medical clinics located throughout the Intermountain West. Intermountain Healthcare also offers managed care under the insurance brand Select Health. Information at intermountainhealthcare.org.
This is Kirsten Swanson.
And this is Mary Hears
for Diagnosed on Utah Public Radio.